one area of a shaila regarding tekiyas that you'll see, depending on what exactly happens, could be a question of being yotzi, not being yotzi, as I'll explain. Of course, we know that the true is in the middle, tekiyas are on either side, and whatever the true is defined as, it could be a trua, it could be a shvara, it could be a shvaran trua. That's what the Torah called the word trua. We're not sure, whatever, we do all of them. And it has to be sandwiched, of course, by a tekiya on either side of the sandwich. Now, the halacha is that you can't have a hefsek between the tekiya on one side and tekiya on the other side, and the true in the middle. There can't be a hefsek. There can neither be a hefsek between the first tekiya and the true in the middle, nor can there be a hefsek between the true in the middle and the tekiya basta, the final tekiya. So what's going to happen in the following situation? Let's say a person's blowing a tekiya, shvarim, tekiya. So he blows his shvarim to, and then he's thinking, the Baal Tekiya is thinking, oh, I do my two, I'm going to go straight into a trua now. He thinks it's a shvarim trua, and he blows a two, and the Baal Makri stops him. So what did he really do? He did a shvarim two, and was stopped in the middle. Now that two, that was the beginning of his shvarim, it's not a real trua. That wasn't a real trua, that he wanted to do a trua, but he was stopped in the middle, and he didn't do a trua, he just got one, tuh. That's not a trua. Trua has to be at least, the smallest shear is three, you know, dits, tuh. He does a dit and stopped. So that tit that he did is a hefsik. And since he's mafsik, he can't go ahead and just finish up. Right, he did his tki, he did his shvarim, both were fine, but he added that tit in the middle, between the shvarim and the final tekiya, that messed up the line. And therefore, he has to start that line over again. And if he would just finish up with his final tekiya, that line was not yotzei, because it wasn't a trua sandwiched on both sides. But I'm sorry, it wasn't the shvarim in the middle sandwiched by the tekiya, because there was a interruption. There was a hefsik between that shvarim in the middle and the tit that followed. That's one halacha. That's equally going to be the case in the following situation. Let's say a person is supposed to do a trua in the middle. So he does his tekiya, and then he does two, which is the beginning of a shvarim, right? The first third of a shvarim, two, and then he gets right back into da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that little tiny shvarim will also mess up the trua in the middle. Whether that shvarim was first, he did two, or whether he did two. The shvarim that was on the beginning of the trua or the end of the trua, either way, that shvarim, that one tiny little two that shouldn't be there, is going to mess up that entire line. And again, if he won't go back to the beginning of that line, he'll just finish up with the final tekiya, again, not yotzei, that whole line. That's where there was an interruption of the wrong call. What happens in the following situation? Let's say you're doing a shvarim in the middle. You're just regular tekiya, shvarim, tekiya. A shvarim. So how many times do you do a shvarim? You do two, three times. The halacha is that it doesn't have to just be three times. You could do two. You could do four, five, six, seven. That's fine. We don't do that. We only do three. But it's fine if you do more than three. If a Baal Tekiya happens to get, you know, do an extra shever or two within his shvarim, that's fine. However, what about the following? Let's say he does his shvarim two, and breathes. So that breath is considered the conclusion of that kol of the shvarim. And then he does something that fits in the seder. He does a shever. Another two, and then he realizes, no, I just did it, and he goes on. Since he concluded the shvarim with his breath, the additional inclusion of a shever that is additional, unwarranted, extra, is going to be a hefsik between the shvarim that he fulfilled properly and the tekiya basta, the final tekiya. Let me explain what I just said. If you have somebody who goes, listen to this, two, four shvarims, it's totally fine. However, if he goes two, three shvarims with the breath, then two, that fourth shever, all of a sudden, that's pasul. Not only is the shever pasul, the shever was fine, but since he inserted something following a kosher shever, he ruined the entire line. So I just showed you two cases where there was the Baal Tekiya blew four shvarim, two. If it was within one breath, totally fine. If he took a breath between the third and the fourth, the breath means he finished and was yotze fully, and now his insertion of a new shever makes it not yotze because there's an interruption between the shvarim that he did fine and the final tkiah, which we're waiting for. And that's going to be puzzle, and he can't just do the shever again. He has to, again, that whole line is now puzzle because it's not a proper sandwich, and he's going to have to go back to the beginning of the line. So Be'ez Hashem, there's a lot more to speak about. These are just a few issues of Tos Vitzkiyas. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash, Rabbi Zekadosh, Rabbi Chazak, Rabbi Zerav, Rabbi Chazak, Rabbi Zerav, 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 Rabb